You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm doing good as well.
Oh, hey, how are you? I realise all the time people are like, how are you, Amy? And I launch into a massive, well, actually, miserable kind of thing. And then I never ask them what they are, how they are, and just wander off in a grump. So.
This is Who Arted for Thursday the 6th of April. We're having a chat with Lara Thomas this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. And we're talking about your exhibition that's opening tonight at the Nathan Homestead in Manurewa. It's called The Weeds Drawing Project, Leaves Singing in the Sunshine. It sounds beautiful. Very beautiful name, I think. Yeah,
it sounds very nice and especially apt for this time of year when we're starting to get some lovely autumnal stuff going on around the place. Although, are we in autumn or are we in winter now?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've given up. Anyway, the Weeds Drawing Project, Leaves Singing in the Sunshine, is a combination of two shows opening this evening at Nathan Homestead. The Weeds Drawing Project is a creation of students from the Faculty of Creative Arts Manukau Institute of Technology, and it showcases a collection of works on paper that explore aspects of the common weed using text and image. Leaves Singing in the Sunshine consists of works by yourself, Lara, Cheville Athena, and Holly Gillard. Have I said Cheville's name right?
I think so.
Okay, cool. All three of you are emerging artists exploring ideas around nature, land and time through a range of media from sculpture and print to photography. Your work quantifies your observations around nature and is often presented in a style similar to that of a museum artifact. I say often as in I've been on your website and I've seen that's what you've got up there. So it may not be that often. Such as pressed impressions of foliage and clay, rubbings and ceramic reproductions of nature's icons such as leaves and seeds. What can we expect to see of your work this evening?
So the project is called Field Notes, and it's an archive of a group of tree species in the gully area down by Elim. What you can expect to see is a set of specimen drawers that are full of all different kinds of specimens, which are created by me. They're replications of things that I collected, leaves and seeds from the area. In all different kinds of materials like paper and clay. You can also see a group of 3D drawings, delicate botanical drawings on the wall.
Of yours?
Of mine,
so
yeah.
When you say 3D, have you done them like on the computer?
No, I actually used a 3D pen.
What is that?
It's kind of like a hot glue gun, but more elegant, which extrudes thin filaments of plastic, so it melts them and then it hardens as you draw. So what you end up with is effectively a line, but it's also an object. So it's this really interesting kind of play between two dimensions and three dimensions.
Do you know about this?
Yeah, I've seen like a lot of stuff online about it, but it seems very like very kind of intricate and delicate, and I don't know how I would.
How do you build? Do you have to start at the beginning? So if you're doing a leaf sprout, do you do a little kind of stalk and work your way up?
Well, they're kind of flat in a way. I was sort of drawing on a piece of plastic and then you could kind of peel them off, but you can draw upwards in the air and sort of create or build sort of bits and stick them together.
Oh, the possibilities. Wow, that's awesome. So the drawers and things you're talking about, look, I've been on your website and they look beautiful.
Yeah, they're really awesome finds. They're a set of specimen drawers that you might find in a museum, and every drawer has something in them, and of course people are invited to explore the drawers.
I was going to say, I noticed in some of the ones, and I don't know if this is going to be included into this evening's show, but are there little things that you can smell, bags of scent?
They're not bags of scent. They're actually inks, pigments.
Bags of scent. That's a bit dodgy,
That would be good. That would be
smell this weird thing in a bag. Like, it's not going to do anything to you.
It would be a good addition, maybe, to the work.
Smell these ground up mushroom smells. No, don't. So down in the Elim Gully, it's quite lovely down there. There's oak trees, but what's the other leaf I saw, but I couldn't think of the actual tree? It's like a maple, but it's not a maple.
It could have been the Illawarra Flame Tree.
Ah.
There's also Magnolia, but the tree that really kicked it off for me is this really incredible Pohutukawa tree that's just right down by my studio, or where my studio was.
Whereabouts was your studio? I know Elim reasonably well, and probably a few of our listeners do, because, you know.
It's just right next to where the project space is, so this incredible Pohutukawa tree was really close to me, but I couldn't actually see it from my
space. Is that near the library?
Yeah, just down, you know, just down, down underneath.
Yeah, because it's all changed. When it went back in my day, that was in the intermediate department down below there, so it's now project space. Okay, got you. So last year, you collaborated with Phantom Billboards, producing a series of work called What Do I Want? Where Do I Stand? Which consisted of large autumnal coloured oak leaves. How did you come to work with Phantom, and do you have any plans to exhibit via their billboards again? I really love the initiative they've taken with this sort of work.
So it was actually for an Elim offsite show, which was What Do I Want? Where Do I Stand? And the work was a response to Phantom Bill Sticker's own advertisement, which was Phantom Flora for the Concrete Jungle. And so I kind of imagined, you know, well, what would that be, Flora for the Concrete Jungle? And I decided it would be a screen printed poster of leaves, you know, because posters and screen print, that's sort of the language of the street. So I came up with this image, and I really wanted to use the advertising space, not for advertising, but just for art, just something, you know, we're so bombarded by all these messages. So just something purely visual and stimulating and beautiful.
It's nice, they're nice big leaves, and it's like a nice little advertisement from Mother Nature, I guess, huh? You've also exhibited dried leaves with printed faces on them, which have been scattered on the floor, which I really love because they just look like dried leaves scattered on the floor, but then you see the faces. What were the faces on these, and how did you print them on the leaves, and what were you trying to communicate via this work?
Good question. So the image is George Fraser's face, and it was for an exhibition at the George Fraser Gallery, which is just on Albert Park. Mm-hmm. The building itself is covered with this amazing Virginia creeper, which, you know, all the leaves fall down sort of starting around this time, beautiful autumn leaves, and I'm very attracted to leaves, and my work is generally based around this kind of reciprocal relationship between people and their environment, and how we're influenced by the environment and how we influence it. So it was sort of just kind of trying to, I don't know, bring these things together in a sort of fun way. So I screen printed this image of George Fraser's face onto the leaf, so that somehow maybe he kind of embodied, or was embodied, you know, in the building and in the
connecting the architecture, and I guess how many leaves did you do?
I actually can't remember. It was quite a small group, maybe about 20.
Oh, okay, it looks like heaps. You photographed them well. That's the way to photograph stuff. It's like, just do 20 and then do some good photographs. So you're exhibiting with Chevelle Athena and Holly Gillard. How do you know each other? And can you describe to me what their work's going to be like at the exhibition?
Sure. So Holly's actually a fellow Elim student of mine. We actually worked together a bit last year. And she's been collecting seeds and creating recycled paper, which is embedded with the seeds. So the show, you'll be able to see a sample of her paper along with a drawing of the plants, which, you know, where the seeds come from. And Chevelle, I've never actually met before until recently. Her work, she has really large format photographs of luscious native bush out west.
That sounds lovely.
They're film photographs, so the quality and the texture is just stunning. It's got a quality that you just can't get with digital images.
That sounds really beautiful. What do you think has created this relationship between you and nature? Where did you grow up? What kind of experiences started for you to follow this path? Did you ever want to be an archaeologist?
Funnily enough, my grandmother spent a long time working for the British Museum of Archaeology in Greece.
Oh, that answers everything. that totally answers everything.
I think, I don't know if I could pinpoint it to anything, but I've always loved walking and collecting things. And I feel like these things have really strongly influenced the way that I make work. And I just find myself generally picking up a lot of leaves and flowers and natural kind of things. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in and chatting with us about everything today. It's been really interesting. So your show is the Leaves Singing in the Sunshine group show, which is on also with the Weeds Drawing Project at Nathan Homestead, opening tonight at 70 Hill Road in Manuera. That's on until the 7th of April to the 14th of May, 6 o'clock opening tonight. And if anyone wants to check more of Lara's work out, please go to larathomas.co.nz.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lara, for coming in. Good luck for your show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.